Two Knox residents were arrested Friday after police found that two children were left in their apartment with no adult supervision. According to police documents, a small 5-year-old child was found by Roosevelt Road in Knox by a neighbor. She called police where she said she found the boy crying looking for his mother. The child led police to the apartment where he lives on Ruthie Drive. Police found the home to be a mess, and another small child was in the residence with no adult supervision. Police called CPS and left the premises after they arrived. Police found Daniel Pasterchick, the father of the boy, driving in his vehicle that began traveling at a high rate of speed. Police conducted a traffic stop and called in the canine unit to assist. The canine indicated on the presence of narcotics in the passenger seat. Daniel Pasterchick was arrested and charged with 2 counts of neglect of a dependent, possession of methamphetamine, and reckless possession of paraphernalia. Tiffany Pasterchick was arrested and charged with 2 counts of neglect of a dependent. The pair are in the Stark County Jail with a $25,000 bond each. James Hicks, accompanied by his son Brian, Josh Deal, and Stark County Economic Development Foundation Director Charles Weaver, attended the Knox City Council meeting Tuesday night. Hicks, the owner of J.W. Hicks Incorporated, which includes a plant in Knox, came before the council to announce plans for a 110,000-square-foot addition to the Knox facility. Josh Deal, who will be the project engineer, explains further.
It's a significantly larger facility than anything that J.W. Hicks Incorporated currently has. The building costs are going to be somewhere in the ballpark of $2.5 million, with about an additional $1 million in equipment required to run the facility. We are going to bring 20 new jobs to Stark County and Knox, Indiana, in the location of the site, and that represents about $650,000. An additional payroll to J.W. Hicks.
The new facility will be smaller than the one first announced last year. Brian Hicks explains the cutback.
You can see the changes we made there are largely in capital investment. It's a much smaller facility that will use less equipment and have slightly fewer jobs there, but it is designed to process the same amount of material.
The company produces a complete line of refractory products, and the new facility will be what is called a precast shape plant. Inside the building will be 4 overhead cranes, ovens, and 3 loading docks. Mr. Charles Weaver came before the council to report on progress at the Knox Rail Yard and Industrial Park. J.W. Hicks is purchasing additional property in the park and will request a tax abatement in the near future. Mr. Weaver said this is a good time to designate the rest of the undeveloped land in the park as an economic revitalization area. This will consist of 3 parcels. The council agreed to the request. Is this the week the minority Democrat House members come back to the State House? At last report, the Democrats were still holding out in Urbana, Illinois, waiting for concessions to demands on education and labor bills. The Democrats have not been in the State House since February 21st. 5th District State Senator Ed Charbonneau, a Republican of Valparaiso, said when Democrats finally come back, he's fearful the atmosphere will be so poisoned that congenial give and take will be impossible.
That's one of the troubling things for me also, Ted. It's the longer this goes, the more deeply entrenched the feelings are, the people are in their views, and there have been walkouts before, no question about it, but never anything to this extent. And normally they've been resolved relatively quickly with some kind of a negotiated give and take that you expect to see. And things go on.
The Republican senator said he felt the House majority leadership made initial good faith efforts to bring the stalemate to a resolution.
The leadership in the House has tried to give some concessions on certain points on bills. In fact, I think there were some pretty significant concessions early on, and I thought that's what would bring this all to a conclusion relatively quickly. But it seemed that at each point in the process, and every time a concession was made, the ball changed, and the target changed, and the request changed to something else. And ultimately, in those kinds of situations, where people are going to just throw up their hands and say, "Wait a second."
The North Judson Town Board approved the first reading of an ordinance that establishes bidder requirements when the board seeks bids on a project. The ordinance sets guidelines and wording on companies bidding on projects. Normally, the board accepts the lowest bid for a project. This ordinance lets the board accept the second lowest bid if the lowest bid does not meet bid specifications of the project and if the bidder is not a responsible bidder. In other news, the board will not seek bids for a mower for the cemeteries. The same contractor who performed the task last year will not raise his fee this year, so the board does not need to seek a different contractor. The Stark County Election Board is gearing up for its first election with the consolidation of four precincts into one this spring. Center 1, 2, 3, and 4 precincts will all vote in the Knox Community Center. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Time, the public will be able to test the voting machines. The testing will be done on the first floor of the courthouse. Following the testing, the election board will meet. The board will discuss the amendment of a resolution regarding the relocation of the precincts and the number of poll workers. This week is Doctors Appreciation Week at IU Health Stark Hospital. Today, Dr. Almuhanid Alfrin, a hospitalist at the Stark Hospital, is in to talk about his area of responsibility. We asked Dr. Alfrin what constitutes the responsibility of a hospitalist.
A hospitalist is a physician who has special training in managing patients who are admitted to the hospital. So you can call them as specialist in hospital medicine or in treating patients in the hospital. A lot of times they are internal medicine, sometimes family practice physicians, but with more particular experience and training in managing the more acutely ill patients. Patients who are admitted to the hospital are usually sicker and need a lot more attention than patients you can see in the office and tell them, like, come back next week. These patients, sometimes you need to go back in 10 minutes to take care of them, and they need the physician to be available should that moment come.
Dr. Almuhanid Alfrin, a doctor helping provide coverage when the primary physician is not available to a hospitalized patient, he bridges the gap between the patient and their doctor. The City of Knox will be participating in the Residential and Business Sidewalk Replacement Program again this year, and residents and business owners are encouraged to get in your applications as soon as possible. The city will pay 50% of the cost of material and labor for sidewalk replacement on a first-come, first-served basis, and as monies are available to support the program. The street superintendent will measure and inspect the request and approve or disapprove the work order. After a bid is awarded to a contractor, the property owner will be notified of the cost and must pay 50% to the city before construction can begin. If not, the project will be placed on the bottom of the work schedule. Applications may be picked up at City Hall, and they must be dated and received by Thursday, April 21st. Reporting from the WKVI Information Center, I'm Anita Gooden.